Pasuk in the Mitzvah Sukkah in Pashachri Mais steht in Pasuk, the Sukkah is Teshu Shivas Yamin. The Mitzvah, you should live in a Sukkah, you should sit in a Sukkah 7 days. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Ches, we dash in, and the word Teshu, the Sukkah is Teshu, we dash in, Teshu came to do. You should live in the Sukkah the way you live in your house. The Gemara dash in, from this halacha, from this din, a number of halachas. One halacha is then his mitzayah is part of nasukah, just like if someone's mitzayah in his house from matzav in the house is not able to live in it. He doesn't stay in his house. He leaves. The same thing. He's part of nasukah. Another halacha is holchi drachim is part of nasukah. Just like a person's house, he's not in jail. He doesn't have to stay in his house. If he wants to travel, he's allowed to travel. The same thing. The person's not mechuyev to stay in nasukah. If he wants to travel, he's allowed to travel. Another halacha is. The chiyuv of a sukkah is dafka by suda skva, dafka by a full suda, something that a person eats in his house. So bachin saroi, just a bite. The Gemara says people take a bite outside of the house. The same thing, bachin saroi, you spot them in a sukkah. The shiur of suda skva is not the regular shiur of suda skva. Maybe we have by bichas amazon. Other halacha is a little bit less. The shiur is what a person would eat in his house, and the Gemara says the shiur would be the minimum amount is. What he eats before he runs to yeshiva. In the times of the Gemara says they were always in a rush. So today also we should be in a rush, but they were always in a rush to run to Beis Medrash to hear. They were afraid they'd miss a shmua, especially when the whole Torah was Torah Shabbal Peh and was all by Messiah. They were afraid they would miss a Maimah Chazal, a Memra, so they would run and they'd just take one mouthful. And the place can say, the Gemara says that the shear is a little bit more than a bear. Kamoli piv, what could fill up a person's mouth, that's what a babi rav ate, that's called a suz kavah. But if it's less than, a little bit more than a beya, that's called a chichan saroi, that you could eat out of a sukkah, just like a person who's not makbet eat that in his house. And another halacha, the big halacha we have is, it's a machlekes, but we pass like the chachamim in the Mishnah of Zion, eat boy ochel. Just like in your house, you don't have to eat. A person doesn't want to eat that day a suz kavah, he just wants to take small bites here and there. Just eat a chiyon seroi, he never has to eat in his house. The same thing in the sukkah. Ibo yochel, ibo lo yochel. The etzma person is not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. It's just if he wants to eat a chiyon skavah, then he has to eat in the sukkah. But that's mitzvah zari rishus. Oh, so that's a chiyon skavah is dafka pas. Or maybe mezainis, which is a shiva kavah. We're going to get to that soon. Different minhagim than that. But al kaponim, that's a big yisoy in the sukkah is ibo yochel, ibo lo yochel. A person could theoretically go through a whole sukkah, so if he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. This is all for the whole sukkah. The first night is different. The first night of sukkah is a chiv to eat in the sukkah. You can't say ibo yochel, ibo lo yochel. You can't say if you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat. Only if you're eating, you have to go to sukkah. The first night, you're mechuyev to eat. You're mechuyev to go in the sukkah and eat. And the Gemara says, how do we know that? The Gemara says that's a drasha. Xer Shava of Tesvav. It says Chamisha Os in the Pasha of Sukkot. It says that the mitzvah is Chamisha Os, the 15th day of Tishrei. And it says Chamisha Os by Matzah, by Pesach. It says Chamisha Os, the 15th day of Pesach, of Nisan. Just like by Chamisha Os, by Pesach, it's a Chayiv, a person is Mechuyiv to eat a Xayas Matzah. The same thing, the first night of Sukkot, he's Mechuyiv to eat in the Sukkah. Taisus and Brachos, Nachum Tesum and Beis speaks about this, but that's the basic halacha. So, in this halacha, the chayiv to eat in the sukkah, the first night sukkahs, we have a mechayiv to show you what if it's mitzayach. What if it's for mashal if it's raining, yod gesham if it's raining. So the Rashba says in the tshuva, chel dal atzman ayin ches, that the first night also it's a chayiv to eat in the sukkah, but only if it's not mitzayach, only if it's not raining. But if it's raining, then there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah either. There's no mitzvah. And the Rashba explains, because the whole mitzvah of sukkah is teshu kentiduru. If it's raining and you cannot be mekayim teshu kentiduru, you're an oinus. So you're not able to be mekayim the mitzvah. There is a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, but only if you have a sukkah which is kosher. If it's raining and it's mitzvah, it's not the chafetz of a sukkah, you're pata. And the Rosh is Chalik. The Rosh is Agav Orch. It's an interesting place. It's in Brachos Perek Zayin, the end of Simach of Gimel. The Rosh hears a few words. He just says, "Ava b'layim v'yishayna b'chol in yuchayva afinu yod g'shamim." The Rosh just adds these words. Even if it's yod g'shamim, the Rosh says the reason is the afinu mechagamatzis. We learn out in Chag HaMatzos. The Rosh holds that the first night is different. The whole week, if it's raining, even if you want to eat a Chinas Kavah, even if you want to eat an Italian Suda Pass, if it's raining, the Rosh is Moedi Yipata. But the first night, where there's a special Chiv, they have to go in the Sukkah, the Rosh holds, even if it's raining, you have to go into the Sukkah. So, what's the Machoikas? There's no mitzvah. According to Rashba,
there's no mitzvah.
Both. The potter and there's no mitzvah.
Potter from what?
Potter from, if I'm the chiv of eating the first night in the sukkah.
Right, but I still have to eat the bread. I still have to do. I have to eat the.
You have to eat for Suda's Yom Tov, you're thinking.
No, I have to eat matzah. No.
What? Oh, you have to eat in the house? No.
Bread. In the house?
Right, you have a dinner abonon. That's Suda's Yom Tov, Suda's Shabbos. That's the abonon. But the rice, you wouldn't have to eat at all. Chayyur the Rajab is easy to understand. What's past even in the rain? If it's raining and you're not being mekayim, teshu came to do. So what kind of mitzvah is that to go in the rain and eat in the sukkah the first night? What's pshan the rush? There's another machlokes rishonim. It's brought down in the Dva and the Ran and sukkah the Chav Zayin. They bring down machlokes rishonim. What's the shiur of eating in the sukkah the first night for this special mitzvah, the schiyah mitzvah? Some Rishonim hold the shear is exayas. As I see all mitzvahs in the Torah, all aloysa says, all macholis asuri, same thing as asubachim, the shear is exayas. Anytime we have a mitzvah, as I master the shear is exayas. So some Rishonim hold also this special mitzvah, teed in the sukkah, the first night is exayas. And other Rishonim hold that the first night also the shear is achinas kva, a shear is machayim in the sukkah. It would have to be the first night you also have to come and eat a little bit more than a beya. So that also, what's the be in the machlokes? What's the shan the machlokes over there? We have to understand. So the Velt learns. I think it's been going around yeshivas for many years. I remember this some years ago. I'm not sure who the first person was mechadishit, but there's a shulchan aruch. The Velt wants to say in this machlokes rishonim that you could clear chakira. What's the gzeir shava of tesvav tesvav? Is the gzeir shava a mitzvah b'fnei atzma? It has nothing to do with the pasuk of b'sukkos teishu. Even without the pasuk of Sukkot Teishu, we have a special, different mitzvah in the Torah, Gzeir Shava, Tesvav, Tesvav, that you mechiv tiv in the Sukkah. Or is the Gzeir Shava a gilui on the pasuk of Sukkot Teishu? The Gzeir Shava is also working with the pasuk of Sukkot Teishu, Shiras Yomim. It's going on that pasuk. It's just telling you that normally with Sukkot Teishu we have a din of Ibo Yochel, Ibo Lo Yochel. And the Gzeir Shava is a gilui on that, telling you that the first night you don't have a choice. The first night you have to eat in the sukkah.
What's the chiluk of what you're saying?
Oh, so the chiluk would be this. This would be the machlokes rishonim. The Rashi will hold that the gzeir shava tesvav tesvav is a gilui on the pasuk b'sukkos teishu. It's telling you that tonight you don't have a choice. You have to eat b'sukkos teishu. But the pasuk b'sukkos teishu remains, even that first night. And meila, that chiyah, the first night, goes with the gedarim of teishu came to do. It has to be a sukkah, which is the same way you live in your house. It cannot be, if it's yod gishamim, just like you wouldn't stay in your house, there's no mitzvah to eat the first night either. But the Rosh will hold the Gzeir Shava Tesvav Tesvav is a mitzvah of Fnei Atzma. It's nothing to do with Sukkot Teishu. It doesn't even go with the Gedarim of Teishu came to do. It's a separate mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah that night. So even if it's raining, even if it's Yodik Shom, you'd have to eat in the Sukkah. That's the Machlokes. And this would be the other Machlokes also, what the Shear is. If he holds the Gzeir Shava Tesvav Tesvav is a separate mitzvah, has nothing to do with Sukkot Teishu, then that would be a Gzayis. Every mitzvah is a Gzayis. But if you learn the Gzeir Shava Tesvav Tesvav is a gili on the pasuk of Sukkos Teishu, it's telling you tonight you're mechiv to do the mitzvah of Sukkos Teishu, or the mitzvah of Sukkos Teishu is a din of Teishu again to do. The mitzvah of Teishu is to eat in the sukkah the way you would eat in your house. And in your house, you don't eat it a chinas eroi. You eat dafka chinas kava. As a mengel, the first night, the chiv would be a chinas kava of more than a beya.
According to Rosh, what mitzvah is it? What are you being
mekayim? The Gzeir Shav of Tesvav Tesvav.
Yeah, no, then that's a gil of something. What?
Have to gil of something.
Right. But it's not going. You don't. It's not being like. It's on the. It's on the Algamina Pasha.
But it's the sukkah. But it's that mitzvah sukkah.
But it doesn't go on the word of Teishu.
It's not sukkah. It's got to be a sukkah because otherwise. What are you doing? I don't know what to learn from Tesvav Tesvav. Maybe you should stay on top of the head.
Okay, so let's make it up because we don't know.
So maybe you should
carry a little.
Yeah,
but the point is,
but it's really the mitzvah to eat a suda.
What?
What is it?
What's
it?
Why suda?
Why suda?
Why suda?
Shabbat Rosh
Hashanah. I know.
No,
it means that it's a new mitzvah. It's two things.
It's a chakira and then
it's... No, but what's the mice of Shabbat Rosh? What are you doing?
I don't
know. No, Shabbat Rosh would be a new mitzvah. That's what it means.
Be, right.
Without all the gedorim of the old
Teshu can do, that you don't need. Right.
Without all the gedorim.
So the lomdim, they used to steer in the Torah.
Two mitzvahs.
Yes, according to Rosh Hashanah, it would be 2 mitzvahs. Yeah, we can get to that. The lomdim is a steer in the Torah. The Torah in Erechayim, Simitov Hashem Atesi, passes like the Rosh. That even by Yod Gishamim, the first night you have to eat in the Sukkah. So the way we're learning, the Torah also holds that the Tzer Shov, Tesvav, Tesvav is a separate mitzvah for itself. But after that, the Torah paskins also that, like the Rishonim, that the Shia, the first night, is Big Zayas. It's Tidik Zayas, which is Chereb Yigun Shitasai. But the Torah gives an extra reason. He says, why is the Tak only Zayas the first night? The Torah himself, yes, it should be Achinus Kavah, the same as we always eat in Sukkah, should be more than a Beya. So Zakhtar Torah, the reason is because since the first night you have a mitzvah to eat, that mitzvah is Achshavei. That mitzvah makes the achinam more choshev, and that makes the gzayis into choshev as every achinam skava. Even though always a gzayis is not achinam skava, but over here, since you have a mitzvah, that's achshavei. That makes it into achinam skava. Agav,
yes. Pesach,
well, Pesach and Chachinah this year is a gzayis. Pesach, there's no reason to be achinam skava. But one thing you have to understand according to the Torah is, Zay, why don't you say achshavei a whole week? A whole week, want to say, every time you eat a gezayis, you're doing a mitzvah, so you should have to eat in the sukkah.
The
Torah says it doesn't start. It doesn't start, because until you have a chiv to go into the sukkah, it's not achshavei. So it doesn't start. When you eat a gezayis, it's no chiv, it's no achshavei, mainly you get gezayis outside the sukkah. Until you eat a chiv in the sukkah, you're not eating in the sukkah. But the first night, the Torah is saying, since you're mechiv to eat in the sukkah, and the shiv is a gezayis. Right, could be.
Why do you have to come onto a
So that's what they asked Stephen. So what does the Torah need to come onto this reason? If the Torah was saying passes like the Rosh, that even by Yod Gishomim you have to eat in the Sukkah, and you don't, and the first night is not telling you Teshuah came to do, that the first night's chiv has nothing to do with the pasuk of Teshuah came to do, like we're explaining, it's a mitzvah for itself, Tesvav, Tesvav, it's not being on the pasuk. I was like, that should be the reason why you only need a gezayis. Because you're not going to the Gemara Teshuah because it's a seven mitzvah. She says, why is it to have to lake Sue a whole shtukah? It bothers him. Why is the Shina Achinah Skava? That is mashma that the Tuba Etzim holds the first night. Also, Lachar Yini Teshuah can do, and Daf is looking at there. So Vachshrei, that's a shtukah steer in the Torah.
What else,
bracha would be telling in the mitzvah. Bracha should be telling them in the mitzvah. If it is a mitzvah, you make a bracha.
Which bracha?
The bracha Leishu even if the mitzvah. Why? If it's a mitzvah, then already make a bracha. Leishim Shuk will go on. You're asking that Leishim Shuk doesn't go on the mitzvah of Tesvav Tesvav. It does. Like we're saying, Tesvav Tesvav also is a din in sukkah. So the bracha will go on that. So that's the steer in the Torah. I saw in a Kuntur Shur Meiner of David from a cousin of mine, David Feinstein, Rashiva in Bnei Brak, son of Tzalang Yeron, the son of Michal Feinstein. He wants to say. An afkamina, more than an afkamina would be, there's one mandam in Sukkah daf memvav amaralaf that holds that says kemin shabirch kem rishin shuvenim mevarach. There's one mandam holds that says you only make a leishah b'sukkah one time a whole sukkah. Once you make a leishah b'sukkah the first day, the first night, you don't make a bracha the rest of the week because it's all one mitzvah. The mitzvah is to move into the sukkah. You make a bracha when you move into the sukkah. You make a leishah b'sukkah one time. And even if you go in and out the rest of the week, you don't make another bracha. We don't pass like that. We make a bracha every time we come back. But every time we eat, but there's one mandam in the Gemara holds that you only make one bracha for the whole week. So Tanya of David Feinstein, that if according to the Rosh, if it was raining the first night and you went in and because you according to the Rosh you have to go in the sukkah the first night anyway because the Gzeir Shav Tesvav Tesvav, then you come in again the next day when it's not raining, you would make again a bracha leishav b'sukkah. You make a second time a bracha because the first bracha you made was only on the mitzvah of Tesvav Tesvav according to the Rosh. You were not making a bracha on Pesukos Teshuah Shavuos Yom. You're making a bracha on that other mitzvah. Then the next day, when it's not raining, now you're being mekayim for the first time, the other pasuk of Pesukos Teshuah Shavuos Yom. So in that you make a leish b'sukkah. And then vayta, you won't make a bracha the rest of the week according to that mandama. But it'll come out enough kamin according to the Shtukah Torah that if it's raining the first night, they normally hold you make one bracha all week. It'll come out you make two brachas for the whole week. Once on leish on.
Even if it didn't
rain. Once on Pesukos Teshuah.
Even if it didn't rain, it's all mitzvah.
are. But if it didn't rain and you went in the first night, you were doing both. You made a leish pesuk on both mitzvahs. You made a bracha on the tesvot tesov and on mitzvah. And then already you have this man the sheet of kevin shabirchem rishon shuvin and bavarach. But he's saying a chiddush that will be enough mina koin tam adam. We don't pass like that, but koin tam adam is enough mina. L'chayyur, there's another enough mina like we're saying, how many mitzvahs are you mekayim? According to the Rashba, it's all one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah of Teshu, and the first night we have a gilui on that mitzvah. That's a chayyur, it's not just a rishus. But according to the Rosh, a chayyur, there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of tesvav, and there's a mitzvah of besukas Teshu the first night. A chayyur in afkamina, b'negei mitzvah shichas kavana. So machoikis tanoim, when you do a mitzvah, you have to have kavana l'shem mitzvah, that's ma'akev anat. And the Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim Simen Samach is machmir, like the man done by Mitzvah Chiz Kavana. The first night, people don't think about it. Maybe we should think about it. Mekayim with either Rosh, Mitzvah Chiz Kavana, we'll be Mekayim two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of the Gzeir Shava of Chamisha Asa, Chamisha Asa. And we'll also be Mekayim the mitzvah of Pesukah Station, Shiviz Yamin. I saw in the Ahi Chishleim, Agavocha, Reb Shamzam Aoyabach, was clarifying, if a person goes in a sukkah without Kavana, and he doesn't have Mitzvah Chiz Kavana, you're not making the mitzvah sukkah at all. Rabbi says, Zoybi, you ate outside of a sukkah. And it's an aveira. It's mamash the same aveira like eating outside of a sukkah. Tanim Shem Zaman, every time you go into a sukkah, you have to have in mind mitzvah sukkah that you're eating l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Because if you eat without thinking, you have mitzvah sukkah, and it says, Zoybi, you're eating outside of the sukkah. So he wants to compare it to the famous Mechassan, if you don't go into it. Mechassan that wants to say, even Mitzvah is Ne'yad Yaitza, but it's not eating outside the Sukkah. But Tosis is Mash, is Mavua, not like that. I tell you the same famous Tosis in Sukkah that test. Yes, the Kash, what do you need a Pasuk of Achal Mute, Sukkah Gzula, Tebe Gay Mitzvah Veveya? Right. So Mechassan wants to say, Nachkamin will be as Lachor, you'll be Mvatal, you're not eating the Sukkah at all. Mvatal Maseh, Mitzvah Kavana, you're not being Mvatal Maseh, you're just not making the Mitzvah. But Tosis Vice Dice, that even for the reason of Mitzvah Baveira, it's the same thing. It's like 19 Sukkahs, Hainu Shamzam, the same thing if you don't have Kavana. It's Mitzvah Shver. It's also something, it's also, you're not going to find that. It's also Mitzvah Shver. But the text I think to his to Shem Zamas Ayah, which he doesn't say is a Chayyadim. Chayyadim says that by even though Chachin, you should always think by Mitzvah Kavana, by Kiddush Lel Shabbos Mitzvah Deraisa, you should think Hashem Mitzvah Kiddush. But Zak the Chayyadim, most people don't think about it. Zak the Chayyadim, Mitzvah Kavana is really built into what you're doing, because when a person is making Kiddush Friday night, why is he doing it? He's doing it Hashem Mitzvah. Why else would he be making Kiddush? When a person takes a little nesek, why is he doing putting on tefillin? Why is he doing it? Then the chayyadim, it's always mitzvah kavana, because why else are you doing it? Maybe matzah is something you say you're doing it because you're hungry. That's why you're eating matzah. You're not doing Hashem. That you have to think Hashem is matzah. But most mitzvahs, there's no other reason why you're doing it if not Hashem mitzvah. The chayyur, it could be it's built in automatically mitzvah kavana. What? Kavana hafakir would be a problem, but no one has that. But the nice of Hashem is that this person should be in this to have kavana. And the way we're saying the first night, the person should have kavana for both mitzvahs. Maisa, how do we pass in by Yoduk Shaman? The first night when it's raining, what's the halacha? Is it like the Rajva that you don't go in the sukkah? Is it like the Rosh that you go in the sukkah even in the rain? So the Mechaba is, but it's not clear. The Mechaba Shulchan Aruch just writes, the Algamina Din, that Yoduk Shaman is potum in the sukkah. He writes that when it's raining, you potum in the sukkah. And he's not machalik between the first night and the rest of the sukkahs. And Pashtus, the steam is a machaba. This is in some Tafish on the test. The steam is a machaba is mashma that it's even the first night also you put them in a sukkah. He's not machalak. He just says, but you're the Shem, you put them in a sukkah. It's mashma even the first night. It's mashma passes like the Rajba. Even the first night. So there's a Shatzin over there, it's a little bit earlier, it's in Eisman Malef. Shatzin brings down from the Mayim Mudcha that's Medayak like that, that the Mechaba holds like the Rashba. That the first night, you put the from the Sukkah if it's raining. But the Shatzin doesn't like that. The Shatzin says that the Mechaba is just staying out of the Mechaikas. If the Mechaba held like the Rashba, he would say a claw. And he says the Mechaba is just not getting involved with the whole Shayana. So he's abstaining, he's not voting on this Mechaikas. His Loshen is. Shatzin writes, "Vli Rotsul and Kvayim Mismarim Binyan Zed." The Mechaba does not want to put nails into this halacha. Do pluk the Ravusets. Machayis Rishayim. Mechach Lehiske Klal Binyan Zed. Quinta Shatzin. The Mechaba stayed out of it. He doesn't say his day yet. which to me is a little bit schwer. I think it's more pashas like the Marimodcha, that the steam is samachav is mashma, yodik shem is potem in the sukkah, mashma is always potem, including the first night. But the Ramah does paskin, is machri, and the Ramah paskin is called like the rush. The Ramah says, abalayin rishayin etzor chlechel kazayis afim b'sham miyodin. The first night, you have to eat in the sukkah even when it's raining.
What
is it? Maybe the fish like the Mishnah Berurah that the machab is not clear.
We hope you invite us.
No. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Hachrof and Achreinim, the Pim Godim and other Achreinim, that they say we should be machm like the Rosh, that if you're the Gisham, you should go in the sukkah, but you should not make a bracha. Since it's according to the Rosh, you would go when you make a bracha also, Leish of a sukkah. But the Achreinim say that since it's Machaik Shishainim, we suffer bracha sohakal, you don't make a Leish of a sukkah. The Achreinim, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down, the Achreinim also say, if Chashon, it rains the first night, it says, Chachinla, you should wait until Chatzais, to hope that it stops raining. You shouldn't make Kiddush, you should sit there and wait. Wait until the mitzvah is until Chatzais, and you should wait, hopefully it'll stop raining, and you can be Mekayim the mitzvah, even according to the Rashba. But the Achreinim do say there's a problem with waiting too long. The Achreinim say it's a problem of Meniyah Simchas Yomtev. The Achreinim say, "Ein l'cho minyas simchus gadol mizeh." If you im yamten al bnei beis hakadoyim v'ktanim, ein l'cho minyas simchus yamtev gadol mizeh. If you make the family wait, the children, even the older children, even your wife, make everyone wait. There's a minyas of simchus yamtev. Simchus yamtev is echad a great sechiyev. Is a mainla that Achreinim give a shul pshara, and they say you should wait kishah ashtayim. You should wait an hour or two. And I think that's what we do. We push when we come home. We look at the clock and we wait exactly 2 hours, like the Mishnah Berurah says. And if it's still raining, then already you go in the rain, and you make Kiddush, maybe with a rain hat, maybe with a raincoat, you go in, you make Kiddush, and you quickly, and you make the mitzvah without a bracha, you eat the ksayis, or chachinga more than a beya, and then you go in and you finish the suda. And then you wait up again, after your suda, you don't go to sleep, you wait up until, you have to stay up until chatzais, hopefully it'll stop raining, and you can go out a second time, and eat a ksayis, or more than a beya, to be yotzei even according to the Rashi, with the bracha. I know a lot of times Hashem, it's raining and it does stop raining, but it's still dripping from the schach. Sometimes no eitzah, and if it's dripping that bad from the schach, that you wouldn't stay in your house that way, you still can't make a bracha. Maybe an eitzah is if you know someone that has a good shlak, you should push a knock on his door and ask him before chatzos if you can come in and be mekayim the mitzvah in a dry sukkah. So I just have a kasha, and this is the way the Velt is knowing. The Velt does wait. We do wait, and if a Hashem is raining, we wait an hour or two to try to be mekayim the mitzvah without the rain. But what I don't understand is, why are we waiting? What's the reason why we're waiting? You come home from shul, and chashom it's raining. So right now, according to the rush, it's no question. In the rain, go in the sukkah, make a bracha, and eat the kazayis. And according to the rush, it's also no question. You're not mechuyev, there's no mitzvah. You're not mechuyev. Go in your house and make your suit in your house. Zechayra, what we should do is, when we come home, go right into the sukkah in the rain, with a raincoat, and make Kiddush. Don't wait. Go in sukkah. Wait, eat your kazayas, and go back in your house and finish your suda. And then, wait up until 12 o'clock. That I understand. Why are you waiting up till chatzos, or 1 o'clock, whatever chatzos is, that time of year. Wait up until chatzos to try to do this properly. But what is the first waiting for? An hour or two is not so easy. The Achreinim are saying, made a pshara, they try to make it easy, say wait an hour or two. A master doesn't have a problem, he can sit down by the Gemara. But the whole family is waiting, the guests and the children. The waiting hour too is very difficult. What's the purpose of the waiting? I don't understand.
Well, you might say.
Yes. You have to wait. You have to wait up until chatzais, as I understand. You put mechir to wait up to try to be mekayim the mitzvah according to the Rashba. So you make a leisha basukah when? Oh, you mean if you start?
You can't make a leisha basukah when.
Why not?
Well,
you can make leish b'sukkah because you're coming in and washing again.
Oh, you say you can make
leish. Yeah, leish b'sukkah al snad al stachoy because you come and washing. I mean, if it stops raining in the middle of your suda, which you're not luchiv to go back in then either right away. You got to finish your suda, but eventually you have to go back in, so you might as well go right back in then. Normally, once you start your suda, you're not luchiv to go back in either. Right. If it's all continuation, you have a problem. You're right. If it's all continuation. You would have, well, if you went out with a decent hefsek and now you're going back in, the chayr that you could make a leisha b'sukkah. But I just don't understand. To me, it's a big surachi, and the way the Velt's knowing, and the way the Achreinim all say, the Mishnah Paskin, is that what, you have to wait an hour or two. I don't understand what that is.
You're saying that the
Rashi
should go into the sukkah and not make a leisha.
Right. Right now, what are you supposed to do according to the Rosh? You're supposed to go in and eat. According to Rosh, you're not supposed. You're supposed to go eat inside. There's no waiting over here. You're going to anyone. Not according to Rosh, not according to the Rosh. The waiting is just for later on. If it later on to hope to try to make the mitzvah later on, but what is this first
you're waiting,
hour too?
You're waiting the whole night also. There are people that all even after.
It seems you want to wait because you want to make kiddush in the sukkah. What's so important about kiddush in the sukkah?
I mean, the bread.
What's the meaning of that? For the chi of mitzvah.
According to the shechion. Shechion will be l'chatzil. Now you make the shechion.
On Yom Tov. Right, because the Shekhinah could be like a thing that the Gemara says we made when you built the sukkah.
Yeah, right.
The Gemara. The Gemara says when you build the sukkah, you make a Shekhinah, and the Shekhinah, you make a Shekhinah. Oh, yeah, there's some safe on that, Shekhinah, but maybe you have a problem with Shekhinah. Okay, it's children. I think maybe just like to mention there's a Bach, famous Bach sheet, the Bach holds that whenever the Torah gives a tam for a mitzvah, you mechuyiv to mechaben on the tam of the mitzvah. And the Bach says there's three places. Three places the Torah gives a tam for the mitzvah. One place is by tefillin, zaman tia teres shemeficha. One place is by tzitzis, it says zaman tizkeru, should remember the mitzvahs. And one place is by sukkah. It says the reason why you go into sukkah is keep a sukkah seshafti, because the Eibush put us in sukkahs in the middle. So Zok the Bach, you mechit, you mechavin these timeim. You put on tefillin also, you mechavin every day. When you put on tzitzis every day, you mechavin l'man tizkeru. And when you go into sukkah, you mechavin keep a sukkah seshafti. In the chayv, I think the Bach is only the first night by the chayv. I'm not so sure if it's the whole sukkah. Maybe it's the whole sukkah. I thought about that. But I think it's Kedai, and later I saw Shlomo Zalman also did. He used to tell his whole family before Kiddush, just to remind them that, you know, after we wash and after we make a mitzi and a leisha b'sukkah, don't talk until you eat a whole shiur. Don't just take a little bichal and you'll finish later. Do it like Pesach night. After we come in, eat that first shiur, so we eat matzah. It's a lot easier than matzah. Matzah is a little bit hard to eat the chdeichin express. It's not hard. Challah, you have 2 minutes to eat a nice piece of challah. It's not so hard. But first of all, don't talk until you finish the entire shiur. Have in mind Hashem mitzvah sukkah, to mekayim mitzvah kavana, and have in mind the Bach also, keep a sukkah seshafti. Why are we in the sukkah? Because Hashem put us in sukkahs in the midbar. And l'chayish, have in mind, according to both sheet and both tanoim, both sheet is tanoim. Machayikas and Mishnayis, what's the taish of the pasuk keep sukkahs shabti? One man lama says, besukkahs mamish, and pivayim and nani akavit. So you should have in mind that Hashem put us either in mamish sukkahs in the midbar, or Hashem gave us the nani akavit to protect us in sukkahs. But we should have all this in mind when we came in, and not to talk and to do it with akavit. That's to remind everyone. Okay, there's an interesting Mordechai in Sukkah in Siman Tavshin Mem. He brings down B'Shem Ben Elazim Yimitz, one of the Rishonim, one of the Baalei Tosfos. The Gois Maimonides and Perek Vav Hilchos Sukkah Halacha Beis also brings it down. He's Machadish that a Sukkah that's Ruya for Achila, a Sukkah that's Ruya to eat in it, but it's not Ruya for Shina, but you cannot sleep in it. For example, he says the Sukkah's in a dangerous neighborhood where they're Ganovim, they're Rotzchim in the neighborhood, and you're okay going in there the daytime and eating. But you're not comfortable to go into the sukkah at night. You're afraid to sleep there. So sukkah that's roi v'achina, not roi v'shina. Zokta ben elezim emits, that sukkah will be possible even for achila. Even though now you're not mitzdaya and you're able to eat in it, that it'll be possible. You'll be eating the sukkah psumah. Because if the sukkah is not roi v'shina also, to sleep also, it's not kosher even for achila. It's more like a chiddush. Because that should be roi for achila and not roi for shina. What?
I can sleep on two hours.
I guess it's not. I think. I think.
Where's your rule, boy? That's what you need.
Put your head down.
What?
Put your head down. It's not safe.
So you can't do that with what's his case?
It was a dangerous neighborhood. Ganovim and Rotzchim, and you were afraid to sleep there at night. You cannot sleep. You mitztaya. You would not sleep in your house, and there's a matzah where there's a danger.
As long as you can be mitztam, then it's enough. So Lamaisi, you can be mitztam, sitting.
You can sleep on a.
Okay, his case was it's not right to sleep at all. It's not right to sleep at all.
It's just mitztam. You're not going to sleep. You're not going to sleep.
Right, definitely right. You're either watching or watching. It's definitely rugged. It's a place to sleep. You're hiring a policeman. You're also going to
It's a case where there's no policeman, you can't get anyone. He says a case where it's not where you're mitzvah. In mitzvah, you cannot sleep there. Mitzvah, can you eat this? So Mishnayim say that eating is not mitzvah. You're not mitzvah while you're eating, and so you'll not eat it. But the Bein Olam is mitzvah. So another Mishnayim say it's possible. So there is a Gemara in Sukkah Dafka Gimel, which is a whole different eating. The Gemara says that you need a Sukkah Ruyah L'Shiva. But that means the strength of the Sukkah. You need a Sukkah that can stand for 7 days. If it's a Sukkah that will not last 7 days in a Ruach Matsuya in a regular wind, that Sukkah is possible. But that's the halacha in the strength of the Sukkah, in the kfar of the Sukkah. But here we're talking about it was a strong Sukkah. The Sukkah definitely could last 7 days. The problem was it just wasn't Roy Vashina. It was because you're afraid to sleep this. So these Rishonim are Zasas. What's the Machlekes? The Rishonim of Ben Ulezmi admits that hold that if it's not Roy Vashina, it's not Roy for Achil either. They'll hold that that the din of teshuva came to do is then the chetz of the sukkah. A chetz of a sukkah has to be teshuva came to do. A chetz of a sukkah has to be a sukkah that you can live in like your house. And just like the chetz of your house is a house that you can sleep in and eat in, the chetz of a sukkah has to be a sukkah that you can sleep in and you can eat in. If it's not able to sleep in, it's not a chetz of teshuva came to do. It's a chesaron in the sukkah. The other Rishonim will hold that teshuva came to do is then in the gavra. It's not in the sukkah. The gavra has a chiv The gavra has a chiv to sleep in the sukkah and to eat in the sukkah. If he's not able to sleep, okay, so he can't sleep in the sukkah. But when he's able to eat, it's a kosher sukkah for achila. That is the machlokes.
If you have some
chetz, it wouldn't help. Very good. You'd be telling me this, but it's totally in the teshuva and doing that. Okay. Getting back to the halacha of achinas aroi. The Gemara in Sukkah, the sugi is the Afchabav in Sukkah, that Achina Saroyi, the Gemara says, you're not to eat outside the Sukkah. And the Gemara, like we said, the Gemara says the Shirim. The Shirim of Achina Saroyi is a little bit more than a Be'er, Kachin is Babi Rav. It was a famous Rambam, the Rambam Paskins, Pegvav Hilch Sukkah, Loch Havav, Umishi Yachmel Atzma, even Lo Yishte Chutz the Sukkah, Fingal Mayim, someone who's Machman himself and he won't even drink water out of the Sukkah, he's a Meshubach. He's Meshubach, praiseworthy. It's a Maila, it's a Chumra, the Rambam brings down, not to even drink water outside the Sukkah. So what's the mock of the Rambam? So the Magosh Maimon says, the mock is a Maisa, the Gemara in Sukkah that Chavav says, Maisa is a story of Yilun and Yechim and Zakai and Gutim is a Tavshul. They brought the Yechim and Zakai to taste the Tavshul, and Ram Gamliel, Shnei Kaisis Yudeli Shemayim. And they brought Ram Gamliel two figs, I think, and a pitcher of water. The Amru, and they said, Helam the Sukkah, bring it into the Sukkah. For some reason, they were outside the Sukkah, and they said, bring it into the Sukkah. So the Rambam is learning that this was a chumrah. This whole story was a chumrah. Because just to taste the tavshul is a chinas aroi. Just to eat two kaisvais and to eat and to drink some water is not a chinas kvar. And still they were machmis. So Rambam is learning out from there that there's an end of a chumrah. The Magen Avraham, the end of some tafish mem, and the Behetav also brings it down. They bring Yishalmi. A similar story. Rav Huna was traveling, and he was thirsty. Yishami says Rav Huna did not want to drink till he got to the sukkah. So Rav Huna did two chumras. One chumra he was potter from the sukkah, he was holchei drachim, and he wanted to be machmi. The second chumra was he was machmi even on water, even on mayim. What the Rambam said, according to the Gos Maimis at least, what the Rambam, if the Rambam's mocker is on the first maisa, the Ram Gamliel told him to bring the two figs and the deli shamayim into the sukkah. That the Ram says is on that a machmish a fingu mayim should not drink out of the sukkah. Is mashagam saying revusa that even water, like water is a little bit erde chiddush. So where the Ram see the chiddush of water? Okay, from the Shami you see it pretty clear. But if the mokka is from the Bavli of this mice from Gamliel, it's a little bit shver. How do you know that there's a chumra on water? Maybe Gamliel was machmish because of the shnei kaisis. They brought him two figs and water. Maybe it's machmir because of the fruit, because of the figs. How do you know the water? So it could be the Teretz is because he told him to bring everything into the sukkah. We know Gamliel was outside the sukkah for whatever reason. He could have told him just bring the two kaisis. And he gave a little bit more. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Deis. The Rambam says that for good health, a person should not eat and drink together. A person should separate his eating from his drinking. His eating should be one time, drinking should be seven times. Some of the Rambam held him. Gamliel did it that way. His eating and drinking were separate. So why did the Rambam say, bring the deli shamayim? And also, that was going to be separate anyway. Leave that outside. That's what the Rambam saw, the chumra of water also. My main question I just wanted to say was, there's a famous Yishami. The Yishami says, Komi shepotam idava vaseyu, whoever does something, it was potter, and he does a nikah hedyot. If you potter, it's actually a nikah hedyot. It's most of us, the person will bring it down, he'll the sukkah. If a person goes in the sukkah when it's raining, not the first night, but during the week, he goes in the sukkah when it's raining, nikah hedyot, he's a hedyot. How come over here, the Rambam says that it's a nice chumrah to go in a sukkah to drink water, but you and why is that nikah hedyot? If you potter in the sukkah, the Yishami says, kol misha potter mitov v'seir, nikah hedyot. Why isn't that nikah hedyot? So you could think. Why do you get a mitzvah? The chinas deroy. The Torah is mechayish you can do. You're thinking it's a dinner shiur. Yeah, but you're not teal. You're going in just to drink water, and water is something which is part of the sukkah. Yeah, about the shirim, you think, but it's not really shirim, it's teshu can do. It's the chetz of mechayev sukkah is to go in your sukkah the way you live. You don't go into your house to drink water, you drink water outside. You're going in just to drink and go back out. That's the chaynik ahedjit.
The chaynik ahedjit. The chaynik ahedjit. The chaynik ahedjit.
I hear what you're saying, but to me,
and. That's something else.
You're asking why every noshim is not called nikah hedyot? That's the key mitzvah. But over here, what's the key mitzvah? The key mitzvah is teishu kin to do. If it's not, you're not being
mitzvah.
Yes, it is mitzvah teal. You're not doing a teal. Teal is not. It's not a half a step. You went in to drink and you went out. You won't be metayil in the sukkah. But teal is. You take a walk. You go walk 100 feet, 20, 200 feet. You think about something. You relax.
This is a.
This is a chayyah. Why is this potum and dove in the head? So I'll tell you my teretz. I never took a teretz. The Gemara says of in sukkah the chazayin and beis that it's also lishim chutz the sukkah fingu shina sarai. The din is by shina also there's a shia. It has to be a shina skava at least a few minutes, enough of a sleep. But if a person takes a very, very short nap, shina sarai, he's potum in the sukkah. The Gemara says, medabonon they machayed you even on a short nap to sleep in the sukkah. The reason is, gzeir shami yimashech. If you go to sleep for a short time, we're afraid that you'll oversleep and you'll have a shina sarai. Therefore, even you shouldn't even sleep a short nap in the sukkah. A bachina sarai is no such halacha. Bachina sarai, you'll not eat out of the sukkah. We're not afraid, shami yimashech, that maybe you'll end up eating more. So my question was, there's a Gemara in Shabbos of test. The Gemara says, "Kevin shegi is man tfingas mincha, asal lad mishitim klum kedem shispal tfingas mincha." Once it becomes time for mincha, davening mincha, it's also to be toyim, even to taste something before mincha. Now, what's the reason for this? Because you're going to taste something, you're going to forget mincha. It's a bit of to understand. Rashi and Tosfos don't explain it. But there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Peg Vav Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Hey, he brings down this halacha. It's also a good time kedem mincha. The Rambam hears a few words to explain the reason. The reason is Shema Yimshech Bachina. The reason is you might just taste it, but before you know it, you might sit down and make a whole sudas kava out of it. Just with the taste of shalom, you might end up eating a whole big bowl, and it's explained, you'll end up missing mincha. So you see that by mincha, the asid achina sairoi, with exer Shema Yimshech. So how come by sukkah we didn't make that gezer? Why don't we make the same gezer by sukkah, Shema Yimshech? So I don't have a test, it's kasha. This is the kasha we saw here.
Shema Yimshoich, he's
going
to go ahead and make a big
Suda.
You're not
going to
do that by
Sukkah.
You need a Sukkah to make a big
Suda.
So how is he
going to
be
Moshe? Well, the same thing. Why don't we make such a Gezer? Then maybe he'll come to do that, just like by Mincha. So I don't know what to tell you, but I just wanted to say, that could be the reason for the Chumrah. The reason why Ram says, even Achina Seroi, you should not eat outside the Sukkah, is because of a Chumrah of Shema Yimshoich. Like we farm in Mincha. It may not be Halacha, but at least there's a reason for the chumrah. This halacha, kol mi shepotam in adav, I say, nikahed, it is when there's no reason for it. You're going in a sukkah when it's raining, there's no reason for it. You're potter, that's nikahed. But over here, you're going in for achin for a reason, because shem yimshech, just like chazal or machme by mincha, the same thing I'm afraid now also, at least there's a reason for it. It's not a ganz text of a shukkah text. Okay, I want to say a little bit more. You know, I know it's really late, but just one. I have a lot more things to say, but I just want to say one thing, which I think is very, very important. Halacha, very important to know. It's very important. Shatzin, some tzafish on the test. It's a shein hakiyah. Shatzin class. The din is achinga seroy is potam in a sukkah min ekadin. What about achinga seroy in the middle of a suda? Person is in the middle of a suda in the sukkah, and he goes outside to help his wife, to help his mother, bring in to serve the next course to the family, to the guests. And while he's in the house, he wants to be toyim something. So you got to be toyim. Shatzin is mesupik. Shatzin says, do you say that, well, you're only being toyim, you're only tasting a chayis of pickle, you know, that's a ching of sorry, it's mut at a sukkah. Do you say that, no, once it's in the middle of the suda, every bite, even a little water, but that din, a chenuk from the suda, so murder chakir, has a chenuk from the suda. There's a minla, since it's a suffix in the bi halacha, there's a suffix deraisa. The person in the middle of a suda, and he goes in the house to help, to bring things in, he puts any little thing in his mouth, because there's one tzad to say, it's a chenk from the suda, and he mavata mitzvah say deraisa. So a very deraisa to even be toim, according to one tzad, be alochim. I'll say after again, I'll be very careful of that. Shall see this besopik. Okay, there's more, but it's on the papers. Okay, shkai.
I'm going to go to the hospital.